Burial Mounds at Schwarza. It was towards the middle of the second millennium BC that all over Europe the production of bronze set in. More and more, the upper reaches of the central German uplands were being settled. It is particularly south of the Thuringian Forest, between Suhl, Meiningen, and Römhild, that we still find today many barrows or burial mounds from that period. The dead were buried in prostrate form under barrows, mounds built of earth and rocks. Now, we call this period of time the Barrow Bronze Age.
In the 1950s and 1960s, not far from the small village of Schwarza near Meiningen, archaeological work was carried out on some of these barrows. Here you can see a model of the largest of them. It was 1.4 metres tall and had a diameter of about 12 metres. 13 adults and 3 children were buried here, lying on biers or in oaken caskets. The men were buried alongside their bronze tools and weapons like axes, daggers, knives, short swords and arrowheads, as well as with clothing pins and arm rings. The women were buried fully clothed, in their costumes and jewellery. Behind you is a model of two of the women's costumes. The original archaeological finds are exhibited in the showcase along the wall.
Fragments of garments were also found in the poor, calcareous soil of the Thuringian Forest. This enabled us to learn how the women were clothed. Over an undergarment of milled woolen material, they wore a cloak made of a crepe-like fabric. It was fastened to the head with headbands and held together over the shoulder with wheel-headed pins. On her neck she wore strings of amber beads and spiral rolls, and on her lower arms she had large arm spirals. Many of the ornaments had been in fashion in other regions, for example, the large collar on the right that was prevalent in East Hesse and the Lüneburg area. It is possible that the women sporting this sort of jewellery had come to Thuringia to get married.